With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. Wildland fire managers told Governor Steve Bullock Tuesday in a 2020 fire season briefing they're ready for what could become an above-average fire year made even more complicated by the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Concerns remain about volunteer recruitment and local forces' ability to keep fires small. Mike Dogrowski with the State Department of Natural Resources and Conservation says even with 16 fires burning uncontained across Montana, fire season is still a few weeks away.
It's important for Montanans to remember that a normal fire season means that hundreds of wildfires are going to burn hundreds of thousands of acres. That's going to cost taxpayers tens of millions of dollars.
Dogrowski joined fire managers from federal, tribal, state, and local agencies to brief Governor Steve Bullock about the 2020 fire season outlook. They're expecting a warm, dry summer, likely with more fire activity than last. With the new threat of COVID-19, managers this year are upping their reliance on initial attack to keep blazes small and squelch the need to call in more firefighters. But regional forester Leanne Martin with the U.S. Forest Service says she's aware they can't catch them all.
We will be moving forward, doing the best we can to keep them small, as you said. But we also understand that even with all things equal and everything going how we want it, just like this last weekend, the variables line up, we're going to have some large fires.
Agencies have staffed up and quarantined new hires. They've been trained in this year's new Module as One approach, where small crews will segregate to limit the likelihood of transmitting illness. Managers say aerial and ground resources are in line with recent years, though resource sharing may take longer with COVID-19 precautions. The state has $55 million in its firefighting fund. Rich Cowger with the Montana State Fire Chiefs Association says the virus also presents longer-term concerns for the large swath of the state that relies on volunteer firefighters.
When you think about it, is people tend to volunteer when things are going really good in their lives. And with everything we got going on in the world today, that may be far from something.
That's right.
Managers hope to learn from successes and challenges elsewhere to be prepared as they can be when the season hits here in full. Dogrowski with the DNRC adds the key this year is self-sufficiency, meaning not calling in out-of-state or even out-of-country firefighters to help shut down fires here. In Billings, I'm Nikki Ouellette.